This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. There's something new coming to Cincinnati. It's called the Cincinnati Open Design Event 2012, an inaugural four-day event running Thursday, the 18th of October through Saturday, October 20th. A robust portfolio of talent here in Cincinnati and will be spotlighted during the Cincinnati Open Design Event. Here to talk about that event and all that's going on is Andrew Salzbrun. Thank you very much for being here, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin. This is the inaugural year. What brought together CODE? What brought together the Cincinnati Open Design Event?
Sure. We have a unique group of partners that came together about 8 months ago, realizing that Cincinnati's largest talent base here, or one of our largest talent bases, is design. Through the large industry that we have involved in the city with P&Gs and the GEs and Cal Brands and whatnot, we've been really lucky to be able to foster a bunch of great talent agencies in town. And then you tack on a school like DAP, where we're actually developing some of that talent to go into the real world. We saw that there was a point that needed to be made, and this needed to be celebrated, but also needed to bring our design talent to the forefront on a national and global scale. Because I think when we stack up against a New York or a Los Angeles or an Austin, Texas, our talent is right there. However, it's not as noted as those. And so that we saw that opportunity and decided, you know, we really need to do something about this. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to fill that need.
Design can be a pretty broad term. It can mean any number of things. What did you have in mind when you were putting together CODE for design to mean in the context of this inaugural event?
Sure. Design, by definition, is not the route we wanted to go. We wanted to see what aspects of design were being tackled here in Cincinnati, and those were the ones we wanted to go after. So industrial design, gaming and toy design, graphic, digital, fashion, those were the main ones that stood out. There's obviously others. And basically any creative output with a clear objective or process behind it was something that we wanted to put in the spotlight.
So that wide open field of design is really illustrated well in the partners who came together to put together CODE. There's Mitchell's Salon and Day Spa, Agar, which you work for, designer Amy Kirchen, and Navarro Photography. And that really does show the different aspects of design that you're kind of looking at.
Correct. Yeah. I think it was a unique partnership there because we had such a wide array of talents. You know, Annette Navarro is by far one of, if not the best photographer in town. And Amy Kirchen is a great household name here locally, but also designs on a national level and is incredibly talented. And then, you know, Mitchell's Hair Salon is the largest chain in town, but also, you know, they do such a good job of education and really pushing the limits, working with culture and trendsetters that are moving style forward, basically. And so we thought that was critical to have them on board. And my company as well, Agar, we really saw ourselves more from the agency standpoint of the traditional methods of design, even though a lot of our focus is on growing culture and event productions.
So let's talk about some of the events that are happening during the Cincinnati Open Design Event 2012. It all kicks off on, actually I said Thursday earlier, but it's actually Wednesday the 17th running through Saturday the 20th. But hit some of the highlights about what will be going on during CODE.
Sure. So it kind of divides into two buckets. You've got the daytime events and then the evening ones. And the daytime is purely workshop based. And it's more of a conference style where we are being hosted Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 1 o'clock till 5 at LPK's Innovation Center, which is located downtown. And it's an amazing space that we're really lucky to have. But basically, the day starts with a panel discussion, and then there is a break, and there's a workshop based around that. And it culminates on Friday with the entire group of attendees writing a design manifesto for Cincinnati. And what we really want to walk away with is what is the true message of design in Cincinnati? Where is it going, and how are we going to continue to bring that to the forefront throughout the next year until the next event? So I'm really excited about being able to put that on paper from the people that are there on the computer or there in the trenches actually doing the work, and that are the industry leaders. From there, each night there's a different event. Wednesday, we have the Creative Director's Happy Hour, which is in Garfield Park, and it's basically an open call to all agency representatives, all creative and design personnel, where we want you guys to come and mingle. We want to get outside of the agency veil and just share some creative thought process. So we're really excited about that one. Thursday is the event called Merge, which is a partnership event with Elements Hip Hop Studio on Central and Race. And basically, that is their annual fundraiser, where we are working with them procuring a fashion show that with a silent auction, a lot of live entertainment, and it's a really good look at a lot of digital qualities as well as a lot of fashion qualities of design. Friday is the Rocktober event with 4AG and Cincy Chic, which is on Fountain Square, where we've got live bands Gold Shoes and Archer's Paradox are both playing, but we've also got a lot of freeze modeling going on and a number of different entertainment aspects built around that. So that should be a good event Friday. And then Saturday takes a little bit of a change there on the 20th. In the morning, we've got a great partnership with City Flea, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. And I love City Flea and everything it does. And I looked at it and I said, you know, could we do something similar where it gives freelance designers an opportunity to showcase their wares? As a freelancer and having worked with so many in the past, you know, it's sometimes tough to drum up new business because a lot of your mediums are based on the computer. So you're not going to go running your own billboards. You're not going to go run your own campaigns,
yes.
But how can you show people without constantly pulling out your iPad or, you know, having a laptop computer in front of you? So we created a space where people can literally showcase their talents, anywhere from digital to graphic to fashion design, all there on site. And that'll be going on as the City Flea is going on right next door to each other. So we're really excited about seeing what that looks like. I think it'll add a different layer to it, and it should be a good output to really help people drum up new business. So we're cool. That's going to be a cool event. And then the finale is called Chaser. It's Saturday night at Music Hall. And again, where we've done well in this department is this is the fashion runway show that is the pure focus is on fashion. And we've got showing that night. We've got Christy Wynn, who was a top graduate from DAP recently. We've got Amy Kirchen, as I mentioned before, who has an amazing fall line as well as an amazing spring line that's coming out. I'm really excited to see that in person. And then we've got Athea Harper, who was on Project Runway. And then we've got the international designer Giovanni, who comes to us from Henry's Cloud 9, and they were so gracious to bring him in. So we've got a solid lineup in terms of the fashion show, which will be really impressive. So we're excited to do that too.
Well, we only have a moment or two left. I want to hit on some of the speakers because you have quite a few guest speakers who are coming in to present sessions. And some notable names in the design world.
Sure, absolutely. The part that we're most excited about with that is we've done a great job of getting people have been coming out of the woodwork to participate in this from a speaker standpoint, which I had hoped would happen, and it did. So, you know, we've got Friday as a keynote, who we really want to feature is Glenn Spurrier from Calbrands, and that's going to be an impressive talk there that that everybody will get to see. But also, we've got L. Morris from LPK. We've got Dan Reynolds and Steve McGowan from Landor, Tim Engel, and then we've got, you know, Dan Barzak from Hyperquake and Chad Reynolds from Crush Republic. I mean, those are a lot of the heavy hitters right across the board there. And we're really pumped to be able to get those guys in a room and just see where the conversation goes, to be honest. It's going to be a lot of creative genius being thrown around, and I'm just happy that I get to sit in on it.
So who are you hoping shows up for Code? I mean, it's pretty much an open invitation. Obvious designers would be very interested, but who else might be interested?
Sure. Yeah, obviously open invitation to designers. You know, a lot of the people that work underneath these agency directors, we'd love to have them there. However, also we would love to see that entrepreneur individual that may be working for a larger corporation but really wants to see how they can stretch their bounds. A lot of the people at these panels are entrepreneurs, and I think it'd be a great opportunity to learn from them, and then also, you know, students as well.
Andrew Salzbrunn, one of the organizers of CODE, the Cincinnati Open Design Event 2012, running October 17th through the 20th. You can find a link to their website with all the event information at our website, wvxu.org. And a lot of great things happening when it comes to design here in Cincinnati. But CODE, the first in the four-day event celebrating all the regional aspects of design here in the Cincinnati area, coming up. Learn more, as I said, at our website to get to their website. Thanks again, Andrew.
Thank you.